Welcome back here to 2025-2026 Locker Room Chats. It's our week number one, and we're joined alongside here Axel Eagles head coach Jason Tynan. Again, I'm Crinan Prophet for week number one Eagles Locker Room Chat here with the boys head coach Jason Tynan. Again, real quick, before we get into a jump of this year, we got to talk about last year and just kind of the offseason there for your team. You went and you won the second ever state title in Axel history, as well as your first one as a head coach, Tynan. Again, you look now to 2025-2026, what is the jump of improvement you're looking for here with this unit? But as well, what was that offseason like for your team?
It was a great kind of offseason, and we got to kind of celebrate winning a state title, something that they kind of worked hard for, that the group of seniors and even, you know, our seniors this year and juniors, they kind of celebrated that for about 6-7 months. Now it's kind of time to get back to work, put that behind us and focus on the next thing. I think we had a great off season as far as playing, getting guys valuable minutes with different rotations, seeing guys in different roles. So I was really impressed with that and just their effort in the weight room as always. And then, you know, how they compete day in and day out, just in practice. We've had one practice. And so yesterday was a great energy setter and tempo for the year. And so I'm excited to get started and see how we can get better and finish this year.
Well, you know, I got to kind of ask, you know, it's kind of a, you know, unfortunate year for the Axel Eagles on the boys side for football, the four-peat kind of coming to an end there, the 58 game winning streak coming to an end. I mean, do you see kind of any readiness from these boys to come out with some excitement for this basketball season to kind of try to, you know, have a big chip on their shoulder to go out and win a basketball title?
Yeah, you know, there is that. I know several of them after the game were amped up and kind of made that comment. And, you know, it's our job as coaches to kind of balance that out. We don't want to put too much pressure on them. We want them to just play free. But, you know, it's in their mind, you know, and we've kind of talked about we don't like the term. I don't like the term back-to-back because it's a new season. It's what are we doing in 25, 26, 24, 25 is behind us. And so we kind of try to balance that out, put a little, above pressure. We got to kind of have some on ourselves, but we don't want to put too much where it brings us down.
And you look at the Twin Valley League this year, of course, your first matchup will be next Tuesday against Valley Heights. We'll talk about that game, of course, next Wednesday, kind of as a follow-up there. But, you know, again, let's talk about the Twin Valley League and what it's going to be like this year. You won your first league title since, you know, for this program since back in the 90s last year. You won a perfect 10-0. So, I mean, what's the Twin Valley League battle going to be like this year? And then also kind of go into that first matchup against Valley Heights next Tuesday.
Hey, you know, the Twin Valley League always prepares you for sub-state postseason play. It's always a tough league. We have lots of good players, lots of good coaches. You know, even teams that maybe on paper you look at and you think, well, that team should win by 30 with the good coaching and the competitiveness of the league. Those games don't always happen, and so it draws the best out of you, and you have to know you have to execute, and then that translates to good postseason play. And so I anticipate it to be just as strong as it always has. You know, there'll be some youngness and some teams that brought in some junior high kids that have had some success in junior high. But I think overall it'll be another challenging league. I would, you know, look forward. Hanover is obviously going to be up there, Centralia, Frankfurt, us. You know, Valley Heights is young again, but I think they got some pieces that they from last year and some continuity from the coaching staff. And I think it'll be a definitely a challenging league and something we look forward to and excited to play night in, night out.
Well, Coach, I'm excited to have you here every single Thursday again on these locker room chats week in and week out. As again, the 2025-2026 basketball season is on the way. The first game of the season here for you next Tuesday against Valley Heights. Coach, good luck, and I'll talk to you next week. Thank you for your time.
All right. No, thank you, Crinan.
This Axel Locker Room Chat was brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern, Axel Branch, and B&D Buildings. The Axel Eagles will take on their first opponent next Tuesday against the Valley Heights Mustangs, and we'll talk about that matchup next Wednesday here on The Coaches Shows.